Okay. I think we got it.
We do our best here, you know.
Happy New Year.
There's my water. Happy New Year.
Be sure to hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pre-gaming with us tonight.
I was about to say, especially if you're planning to go out.
Right.
You know, these glasses kind of make me feel like a horse with blinders on. Because I can't see diddly.
These are ridiculous. We stopped by the store for New Year's Eve bullshit. And yeah.
I think we definitely, you know, got the bullshit.
We did.
You know?
I like your look.
Thank you.
So it's IFAF Live. We're streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us. Ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Let's have some fun tonight.
Why not?
All right.
Way to ring in the new year.
If we must.
Yeah.
Right, by the way, you look lovely this evening.
Thank you. By the way, outfit courtesy of Elsie's Closet. Okay. So go check that out. It's where I got my New Year's look.
You look kind of like a disco queen.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Natty just had this like rad jumpsuit sitting around. She showed it to me and I was like, man, that's got to be my New Year's look. And it felt just a little 70s. So I paired it with this really cool belt that I got from her too. I don't know if you can... Probably can't really see it.
There it is.
There we go.
Got it.
Yeah. Cute little outfit though, huh?
Super cute.
Yeah. Anyway.
I am rocking the only 80s kids will recognize this. So I know a lot of people are going to be at the Celt tonight for New Year's Eve, right?
Oh, they've got to.
Certainly. In fact, I was there earlier today. They closed from like 4:30 to 8:30.
Oh, probably just to prep.
And then they're, yeah, because I was at the Pie Hole. Buddy of mine. What's up, Ben?
By the way, hi, Natty.
And we went out, today and just ran some errands together. And he got me the funniest. By the way, INL employees who are on curtailment. Sorry, your party is coming to an end and you've got to go back to work on Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the hub used to be, or the Celt used to be the hub.
Way back in the day.
Way back in the day. And they had this sign out front. You can Google it and you might end up seeing two images, I think. But it's a cowgirl roping a martini with the words hub on it.
Man, sounds like she knows how to party.
It sure does. And you would just, I mean, okay. So I lived on the east side, went to church on the west side as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so every Sunday we'd take Broadway.
Right.
And I'd see that sign and go, that just looks like the coolest damn thing.
Yeah, I could totally see it.
I didn't even know what she was doing.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, anything neon that's not just words is always super fun.
Right.
You know? I mean, making pictures out of something that has to be so minimal, I feel like you are sort of forced to do more with it.
More with your imagination?
Yeah.
I ask my dad, can we go in there? No, son. We cannot.
Did he ever explain why?
Yeah, I don't think so.
He never said, no, kid, it's a bar.
I don't think so. Are we both sniffly tonight?
I am. To be fair, I was just outside walking Rango, so I think that's what got me.
Okay, it's a little frosty out.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What are the groups talking about this evening? Loud booms. There was just one in Rigby in the last hour.
Well, I mean, could it be fireworks because it's the new year?
We're also hearing loud booms here in on the east side of Idaho Falls. So,
oh, hi, Caitlin.
Is Caitlin finally on?
She is.
This is your neighbor, right?
Yes, yeah.
Caitlin, I want to speak to you directly for just a moment. Your Christmas stuff is amazing.
It's so good.
Peppermint white chocolate things are amazing.
Uh-huh.
And you're the only person I know who will make your cookies like that. And I know because they're flat and they're crispy and like the macadamia nuts and the white chocolate, whatever, the butterscotch macadamia, whatever
those
that is.
Good. Yeah.
The lumps sort of rise above the cookie because the cookie's so flat.
Uh-huh.
And we all have the same internet. I've seen like what those cookies are. It's missing something. I don't know if it's egg or flour or something.
Okay.
Or butter.
You're making it sound like it's bad.
Or too much of something. Well, that's what the internet says.
Right, right.
Caitlin, I'm here to tell you they're perfect. You should go into business. We will promote you.
Right. Also,
they're amazing.
I love that she included a Thor's chocolate bar this year.
Oh, she did.
Especially, it was the raspberry cream one, which is the best one. Just saying. Like, raspberry cream and huckleberry are, like, tied neck and neck for me. They're both so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, great taste. Thank you. Sorry that I'm a terrible neighbor who doesn't always give gifts to Isaac. But, you know, it's fine. We made it right.
Okay. Yeah, thorschocolate.com, by the way. Use promo code IFAF on your online order to save 25%. And I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last.
Yeah, right.
So if your New Year's resolution includes eating more chocolate.
There we go.
Which I feel like it should.
Well, but don't forget that they also have that keto-friendly chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, especially if your goal is to go keto and you're going to like have those hankerings, like that's the only keto chocolate that I know of.
I'm going to sound like a simpleton when I say one of my favorite late night snacks is some Thor's chocolate keto milk with just a handful of peanuts.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A little salty, a little sweet.
Yeah. It's like a skinny Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, it's like a chocolate bar with nuts. Do you guys do? I think they do more than just straight chocolate bars. Last time I was at their website, they've got some other interesting looking snacks.
Oh, we're going to have to check those out then.
That we're going to have to try. As long as we're shouting out all of our partners, let's also shout out Virgin River Land and Cattle Company. What's up? Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're not eating a nice juicy steak tonight, then are you really even celebrating the correct way? Come on, people.
Get a hold of Lane. Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. They've got these 25-pound butcher boxes.
Howdy, Sean.
If you want to feed your family through the year. Yeah. Sean?
Lowry?
Oh, Sean Lowry. Oh, okay. Oh, I've seen him around. I was thinking Steve. All right.
Okay, no.
Anyway, I'm like, Steve's working tonight.
Right.
You know he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for being with us. Tonight, we're going to... So, in the warmer right now, we've got it on melt.
Yeah, which hopefully means that it'll be setting. Good and not burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, so earlier today, you may have seen our picture on Facebook. Earlier today, I stopped by the pie hole, and it was just sort of serendipitous, I think, that they had the pickle pizza today. Their new pizza, the Pickle Teen.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Drea, from the other IFAF, the Idaho Falls Advertising Federation, for letting us know about that. And we're going to compare it tonight with, unfortunately, it's the third one we've tried in 4 months. The first one we tried was the pickle pizza from Mama and Papa Leo's at the Eastern Idaho State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we just loved it so much. Carly's been on a pickle kick ever since.
Oh, yeah. I just love pickle-flavored stuff. It's always good.
Show them the squish, the pickle squish.
So we've got our squish pickle, which we got as a white elephant gift at my parents' house. So that's always fun.
It's sort of like a stress ball.
Yeah, right.
Only pickle shaped.
Yeah, kind of fun. And it retains its shape because it's got sand in it or something. I don't really know the technology used to do it, but it sure is fun.
It's the latest in squish pickle technology.
Right. And then we also have something we're going to be putting on the pickle pizza. This was Mike's little gift to me on the podcast, the Twang Dill Pickle Flavored Salt. Now, I was tasting this the other day, and I'm pretty sure I also tasted a hint of lime to it. Which I'm very excited about, and I think that helps to add to, my mouth is already watering a little.
It's got that tang.
It adds to that tanginess.
Now, I believe Twang, by the way, makes other salts.
Oh, really?
And I think lime salt is one of them.
Also, Dominic or Dominique, I'm not exactly sure how to say your name, but welcome to you.
Here we go. That's right, Dominique. Natalie, Thank Sean, you. Caitlin, Natalie.
And then also, really super quick, we're definitely on YouTube, right? Because I'm not seeing it pop up on here.
Let's see here. Oh, weird. It's doing something weird.
Oh, yeah? That's a bummer.
Okay. I'm glad you said something.
Me too.
So we've been streaming for 9 minutes, but it's just playing the same card, is it?
Oh.
Okay. It just popped on. So there's a 9-minute delay on YouTube. What's up, YouTube?
That's interesting to know.
I know I've got a high-speed connection. What's going on?
I don't know.
We just popped on. That's interesting.
All right. Well, we will keep that in mind for the future, I guess.
Okay. Oh, sure. And what'd you drop at the beginning?
I dropped the battery that I was plugging into my phone. I was Yeah, Mike was like, hey, it's time to be quiet now. And then right then I dropped it and it hit the desk and it made a big clang sound and I felt like an idiot.
You know, I don't know if we're ever going to get our live episodes right. We'll pull back the curtain here for just a second because we just don't do them that often.
I mean, yeah, we've only done 4 so far.
Yeah.
In our entire year-long process here.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and now New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think last time I was like clearing my throat and stuff. You know, you got to give your throat a good
yeah
before you go on the mic for an hour.
Totally.
So you're not gross.
I mean,
and that went over. Oh, and then I cleared my throat, but I cut my mic, but I didn't cut yours. So it went over your mic because anyway, but I kind of like it. I kind of like the sloppy semi-profesh feel of the live shows.
Good to know you like things sloppy.
A little sloppy.
Yeah.
Semi-profesh.
Fair enough.
I also thought we'd take a cue from our Thanksgiving live episode and maybe do a another AI song, but I have no idea what it should be about.
Well, I mean, it's got to be about our hopes for the new year, I would think.
Hopes and dreams for the new year or something. Now,
I'm going to admit I don't do resolutions, especially not like lately, because I feel like that's just setting myself up for failure.
Right.
And I hate failure. It makes me feel bad.
It makes you feel like a failure?
It does. It does. And I'm really trying to avoid that feeling lately because it's a little much for me right now. Yeah. Life is hard. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. So lately I've just been going for more of a, you know, vibe.
Wait a minute. I think we're on to something here.
Yeah.
So let's do, okay, I'm not going to do custom. We're going to do, you can either just write a description.
Right.
Or do
specific lyrics.
Yeah.
Right.
And, and by the way, if you listen to last episode, 73 is what we're on. So the lyrics were, and again, I spend 30 seconds.
Oh, hi, Lane.
What's up, Lane? We just gave you a plug, by the way.
Yeah.
So don't expect another one. I'm kidding. Probably get one. The lyrics were IF. All I really wanted was IFAF 2025.
Right, right.
And I'm like, well, I got to have something to rhyme with it. Mm-hmm. So the first verse is IFAF 2025, Mike and Carly come alive. Mm-hmm. Second verse was supposed to be IFAF 2025, rock and roll and come alive.
Right.
Because I wanted a rock song.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, like, I could play you one right now. This is the classic rock version. Oh, it's in. Where's the death metal version?
She's always down to make treats, so... Sorry, Mike has been a little obsessed with your snackage, dude.
The macadamia butterscotch oatmeal.
I know, those were good.
I
feel like those just really spoke to you as a person.
I couldn't believe my face. All right, let's get to the, that's the punk rock. IFAF 2025, Mike and Carly come alive. That's fine. IFAF 2025,
Mike and Carly come alive. Anyway, the point you were getting to is that it... messed up the lyrics in the second verse, right?
It's so funny that AI still has some tells. It can't spell words.
Yeah, right.
Especially if you give it a long string. Mm-hmm. And in this case, if you listen closely, not that anybody's gonna, but if you listen closely back to the rock song we played at the beginning of the episode, the first time around, it actually got it pretty close. Mike and Carly, gonna come alive or come alive. I'm not sure what it said. But the second verse was Mike and Rolly come alive.
Yeah.
So it combined Mike and Carly and Rock and Roland.
Right. Okay. So one thing
to me.
I'm going to give you a little bit of shit right now.
Sure.
Because the very first time I heard it, I turned to you and I said, that sounds really good, but does it say Mike and Rolly come alive, the second verse? And you say, no, it says Rock and Roland come alive. And then, like, a day or two later, you turn around and you're like, oh, hey, this is so crazy. Did you notice that this is what it says in the second verse? And I was like, why, yes, Mike, I did.
I suck. Yeah.
It's fine. You suck a little.
You caught it. Well, here's the thing. Typically, guys don't listen to the lyrics. They listen to the music.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're a sociology major. You probably know this. Girls concentrate mostly on the lyrics. Mm-hmm. But I thought, okay, you were on a really good roll about why you don't do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically just that I have a huge fear of failure.
Okay.
And so if they're too specific, they're easy to fail.
Right.
You know, so they either have to be incredibly low to the point where they're not even worth making, or they, you know, they have to be so general that they're not really worth making, you know?
Yeah. Okay, wait. Write an inspirational song.
Caitlin says, haha, I'll bring you some more. Sounds like I'm going to be baking. I got you.
And listen,
thank you, Caitlin.
Whatever we can do for you.
Yeah, you know
we
what?
We don't expect this shit.
Send us
no
a
free.
Bill.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah. Maybe Lane from Virgin River Land Cattle Company can send you some beef. No, I'm kidding. We'll figure something out. Seriously, yeah. I don't expect you to work for free.
Yeah, no.
Because really, they're the best cookies I've had in recent memory.
They're pretty good, dude.
I'm talking 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, what was I going to say?
Autocorrect. Write an inspirational song about Carly from IFAF, not making New Year's resolutions. Man, I'm having to use spell check a lot. What's my deal? I think I'm feeling the pressure here.
I get that.
Maybe it's fair. These Elton John glasses.
I mean, they do seem like they would impair your vision a bit.
Wait, hang on. Here's what I got to do. Off, and then,
there
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's going to give someone a seizure.
Yeah. Oh, you think that will? Hang on. Hang on.
You're just trying to make... Oh, that's so... I'm the one who has to look at you, and that is so uncomfortable to watch.
How about that?
I don't like it.
All right, how about that?
I still don't like it.
How about that?
I just don't like it.
That's pulsing.
Yeah, that feels weird.
Flashing.
Those just look like the outlet is not all the way in.
Yeah, I kind of like that look. Okay, unfortunately now...
You're our favorite people, Caitlin.
Is that steady?
Oh, hi, Winnie. No, it's not.
No. What's it do? Oh, it's really freaking out. Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, I think there's a... Okay,
there
is
go.
That steady?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, about
okay.
time.
Write an inspirational song. Hi, how ADHD are we tonight?
Yeah, we're struggling.
About Carly. No, I'm having a blast. What are you talking about?
Well, I just mean to stay focused.
About not making any New Year's resolutions because or and?
I would say because.
Because right? She doesn't want to feel like a failure?
Yeah.
How vulnerable do you want to be in this song, right?
Let's be vulnerable.
Okay.
Why not? Let's lay it bare.
Because she doesn't want... I'm at 121 characters out of 200 to feel like a failure and instead wants to...
Win.
Feel like a winner. Like a winner. Okay. So we've got that. Now, what song description? Okay, that's the song description. Oh, I guess I have to do... Okay,
oh.
So we have like 15 characters to write the style of the song.
Okay.
I'm kind of thinking like a We Are the World 80s type ballad.
80s ballads are good.
Or what would
ooh,
you like?
Ooh, could we do it in like a show tune style?
Oh, yes.
Like a musical?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
How would you, I think show tunes style.
Yeah.
Show tunes style.
Yeah.
Now listen, you're going to be amazed. Okay, it's Kismet, it's a sign from God.
Okay.
It's 200 characters exactly.
Oh, perfect.
So you're going to be, I'm going to tell you when I hit create on this, you're going to be freaking amazed at how quickly this does it. In fact, let's set a stopwatch. Ready?
It does sort of make you wonder if it writes it as it plays it.
I think it actually does.
Yeah.
Brad, do you want to chime in on that? He may not be listening. I know he's busy tonight.
Wow. But, it's like he's got something to do or something, unlike us.
Right, yeah. We're a couple losers who want to hang out with you.
Honestly,
wait,
man.
That came out wrong. That came out wrong.
That sounded mean.
Babe, come back. I didn't mean it.
No, but realistically, neither of us wanted to go out and deal with crowds or traffic or drunkies. So instead, we were like, can we just hang out at home and have some pizza?
And
while
that's
where we're at.
While we're at it, let's go live.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love this, by the way. You just go into the studio, you turn on some lights.
Mm-hmm.
You get, I don't know, there's streaming keys. It took me a minute to figure it out.
Right.
And now it's almost scary how quickly we can go live.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. As Carly is my witness, I haven't hit create yet.
Okay.
I'm going to do it right. 3, 2, 1, boom. I hit my stopwatch 2, 4, 5, 6 seconds, 7, 8, 9. The song, it's titled the song to, boom, there it is, 13 seconds.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to listen to it for the first time together. Go.
Now, can we talk over it?
No.
Carly won't make resolutions, ain't no confession. She's done with lists and old traditions, stepping away from false impressions. She's embracing her own story, living each day in all its glory. Dug up by January's pressure, living free in every measure. No need for pages filled with gold. She's dancing through life, heart and soul. Every moment is her treasure. When it's small, she feels whole. She laughs at years of false starts, skips the heartbreak, skips the scars. Carly's charting her own stars, living big in a neon box. No resolutions this year, no losing, no more fear. She's a winner, here and now, shining bright. She takes a bow, no resolutions, holding tight to joy and light. Carly's got her in the right, she's a winner, a true sight.
So that's one.
Okay, that was not what I meant by show tunes.
No.
Yeah.
No, it really did not get the show tunes.
Yeah.
Let's but it always pumps out two. Do you want to listen to the second one?
Also, really quick, Doug said We Are the Spuds, which I thought was very funny.
We are the Spuds.
Let's see here. And then
We Are the
So it's funny that you ask, Doug. So he said, what's up with the hair situation for me? Mm. Alien influence. These are actually called space buns. That is what this hairstyle is called, if you looked it up. But yeah, no, I just wanted something a little different. My hair was really flat on top. Yeah, basically. So I just wanted to add a little volume and stuff and make it a little festive for the day.
I like them.
Yeah, thanks. I thought they were kind of fun.
How do they print on camera?
Oh, that's funny. Caitlin was also saying that she was wondering about the hairstyle. Yeah, it's supposed to be space buns. I did not have bobby pins or anything, so I just had to kind of make it work with what I had. And I think they turned out fine. They're definitely a messy space bun. So, you know, don't expect perfection if you Google it.
But I mean, the green room is right there if you want to go and
There's nothing else I could do. Yeah. I've got no other tools in my arsenal to change this.
We're not afraid of looking like complete dorks.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see the local news try this.
Not going to happen. Let's see another 30-year-old woman walk around with space buns, unironically.
All right, let's listen to the second version it gave us, right? Now, could you understand the words in that?
A few.
It goes, Carly won't make resolutions, ain't no need for empty confessions.
Yeah.
That's a real stretch there.
Yeah, it is.
That's almost like...
It's almost like a robot wrote it instead of an actual human being.
Christmases. So if you really love Christmas.
Right?
Now let's try it.
Carly won't make resolutions, ain't no need for empty confessions. She's done with lists and old traditions, stepping away.
Let's do it again.
Try instead of show tunes, try putting in Disney style.
Okay.
I wonder if that will give them more of what they're looking for.
I was thinking Broadway.
Broadway would work. Yeah.
Do you want to, let's try Broadway first.
Okay. But yeah, both of those I think kind of fell flat. Although I will say the opening tune of that second one reminded me a little bit of La La Land, the dun 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 ba dum ba dum bum 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 ba dum ba dum bum bum, which is so good.
You really carry a tune.
Thank you.
Okay, they've called this one day at a time. It's done in 10 you, seconds Whitney. This time.
Whitney says we're looking spiffy. Oh, also, for some reason, only the green lights on your glasses are working. I wonder if your batteries are already dying.
Probably.
That's hilarious and kind of messed up.
What about now?
Now they're all working.
It's because these are from China.
Jeez Louise.
All right, going to listen to the second one.
Carly woke up on a chilly New Year's Day. People make plans, but she threw hers away. No more promises to vanish in thin air. She decided on a simpler flair. No grand vows, not a single decree. She chose to live life wild and free.
Already better.
Better, for sure.
Let's keep listening through the chorus. This is verse 2.
Instead of tall goals, she kept it mild. Every little step made her heart smile. One day at a time, she'll climb that hill. No resolution, she just wants the thrill. No fear of failure to weigh her down. She'll chase her dreams without a crown. Carly faced the world with the gleaming.
I do like that version makes me sound like I'm just a free spirit instead of an anxiety puddle like I actually am.
Yeah, you're very much the protagonist in that.
Yeah, I like that.
I will say, yeah, the disappointing thing about AI right now is it's limited specificity. Yeah. Like if you try to give it too much to get exactly what you want, you'll probably get less. So it's almost like you're the songwriter or mm-hmm. or you're the idea person. Mm-hmm. You're the executive producer.
Right.
You throw it at the artists and then you have to do what they, you have to take what they give you.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the second one, see if it's any better.
Carly woke up on a chilly New Year's Day. People made plans, but she threw hers away. No more promises to vanish in thin air. She decided on a simpler flair. No grand vows, not a sign. She'll climb that hill. No resolution, she just won't.
I mean,
that just feels so flat.
Yeah, that's almost like a modern Broadway tune, but I know you want like. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Could I say Broadway jazz, or do you want to do your Disney route?
Try Disney and see if that does it.
And then we'll bail on this, because this is super self-serving, and we realize that, but it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing hearing songs written about me. Like, I can't imagine being a woman who has a man come up to her and be like, "Hey, Tiffany, I wrote you this song. Will you sit on my parents' couch in their basement and listen to me play it to you?" Like, that's so awkward. You just have to sit there while he strums his guitar shittily. It's always shittily.
When Jamie smiles.
Right. It's always so bad. It would be so hard to have
this
to live
one completed
through that.
In 8 seconds. Here we go.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Carly walks through January light. No resolutions in her sight. She knows this year's her empty slate. She'll take her steps and trust in fate. No lists, no check marks, no regrets. She'll win with every step she gets. Breathing in the morning air, she feels the magic everywhere.
And by the way, if you're not Carly and you're listening, just substitute your own name in there.
Yeah, right.
And you feel the same way.
It definitely feels like the more modern Disney stuff, like Wish, which I just barely watched not too long ago.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, don't bother. It wasn't that good.
I still haven't seen, what's that, Inside Out 2?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one right now, too. I actually think that's like the highest grossing animated movie as of now.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy to think of. And of course, it's a sequel. Everything's a sequel.
One more.
Okay.
I'll fast forward and listen.
Thank you.
Carly walks through January light.
Yeah.
No resolution hears her late. She'll take her steps and trust in fate. No late.
Yawn fest. Okay.
Yeah, boring. Anyway, now, Doug did say Style of a Jewel. Need the exuberance down a beat or 10.
Doug, that's good. And we're calling you Dizzy from now on. I hope that's okay. Is it Gillespie or Jola? It's Gillespie. It's got to be. So, Doug.
Is it Gil or Jill?
Doug, that's a really great point, because when Carly first sort of painted the picture, has it been 20 minutes ago now? I thought, I picture sort of a, what do you call it? An acoustic guitar coffee shop protest singer sitting on a bar stool in the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Like one step up from a busker.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I pictured.
Yeah, if you were just going based off of the content, definitely Show Tunes is not the way.
Jewel or maybe Lisa Loeb?
Hard G, yes, sir.
Okay.
So Gillespie.
All right. Okay, Doug Dizzy Gillespie, thank you so much for being on board, dude. And I see you. I do. I see all the likes and the loves and the comments elsewhere. Funny guy.
I like that. Yeah, he's already been pretty funny in this little comment section. Keep it up.
What he called me Mike Doonesbury.
Okay.
And I read Doonesbury a little bit. I'm trying to remember the who how they and let's don't tell me, we're not gonna make this about us. And then he called you Jessica Rabbit. So,
oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But I think both compliments.
I already like Doug a ton. Then, so yeah,
thank you, Doug.
Extra points for you, buddy.
All right. I thought we'd switch gears here before we do the pizza and take a special look back at the year that was 2024.
Wow, you should get even cheesier than the pizza on that next time.
Yeah.
I'm just over your shit sometimes, aren't I?
You really are.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm so mean.
No, that's what makes this better than a married radio team show. Yes, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, right.
Because I have to go to bed with you later tonight. I'm not going to bag on anything tonight. I really am not. Wait a minute.
You do.
I might.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with January.
Yeah, okay, let's.
I take that back. I'm going to bag on some people tonight. January, I predicted someone was going to copy us.
Oh, really?
I forgot that you
predicted that.
I felt it in the air.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we haven't hockey sticked.
Not quite. I mean, I definitely have noticed us, you know, gently increasing.
We've been steadily doing this.
Yeah.
On the XY graph.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll talk about going viral here in a second.
Right.
Anyway, since I predicted that, at least 5 radio stations and 1 TV weatherman have
tried to
copy us.
I know of a pair of realtors, too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. There's been a couple of realtors that have started podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I will speak to, and this is an important distinction to make. Because as much as I praise Michael Coates, chief meteorologist at Local News 8, there's a difference between Michael Coates, who I hold in the highest esteem, and I think I made that clear a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, I would say you did.
And TV weathermen.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that 1 TV weatherman may have liked IFAF on Facebook, then immediately unliked us.
Wow, you pay really close attention, don't you?
It just came across my phone while I was looking at memes.
Right, right.
And then, coincidentally, a month later, started his own little YouTube thing.
Hmm.
Tried to put it on the TV station's YouTube page. Pretty sure they said, nah, fam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. So now it's on his own personal YouTube, I hear. So, I would just like to point back to my prediction 11 months ago.
All right.
Damn near 12.
You're just throwing a little shade while you're at it.
Am I?
I mean, is this the year of making some enemies?
Or am I just spitting facts? No, I don't want to make any enemies. We're all friends. There's enough of the pie for all of us. I'm in an abundance mindset, but I won't not say it when I'm right. February.
Doug says, complete compliments intended, much more entertaining than Anderson and Andy. So... thank you, Doug. Doug is over here throwing shade. He's cool with that.
Do we know who Anderson and Andy is?
I have no idea.
Don't comment, Doug. Maybe we'll DM later. February, the Ice Palace, Idaho and Rigby closed for the season due to unseasonably warm temperatures. Remember that?
Yeah, this is the second year in a row, right?
Well, they closed due to unseasonably warm temperatures this past February.
Right.
It's not 2025 yet.
Oh, I guess I feel like they usually open around Christmas, so.
But, well, remember they sold the property this year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I think moved to Michigan, but they say they're going to be back, and we'll see.
Guess we'll see.
March, we had a bonus episode where we compared ABC Bakers versus Little Brownie Baker's Girl Scout cookies.
That might have been one of my favorite bonus episodes we've ever done.
That was fun.
The only one that competes is the Fair Food episodes because those are the best.
Oh, yeah.
And our last Fair Food episode was just that. It was just tops. It was so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one that I'm very proud of and also really much enjoyed making because it meant I got to try all the food.
We'll get to September in a minute. And Kevin, our buddy in Manhattan, thank you so much for your help on that one. In April, we attended the Chamber of Commerce Speakeasy Soiree and also the grand opening. I was very excited for the Visit Idaho Falls experience.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you went to that.
I'm not going to mention that they still haven't put up a new sign that says Visit Idaho Falls Experience instead of Eastern Idaho Visitors Center.
Definitely don't mention that.
Because when you when you change your name from Pizza Town to Pizza City, you change your sign too, is a tradition that I'm aware of.
Right.
But I could be wrong. In fact, I often am. Yes, Carly, you were going to say.
Really quick, Doug said it's Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Okay.
So, and also, apparently, we are split screen with CNN, so he's not missing the alien invasion in Times Square.
Oh, great. Is that what they're, is that the theme they're going with?
I don't know if it's a theme or if there's actually an alien invasion. Honestly, considering how the timeline's been going, it's probably a real invasion.
This is how out of touch I am. Is it still Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve hosted by Ryan Seacrest? Is it still?
That's hilarious.
Because that made no sense.
Yeah, right.
And I love Dick Clark. I love broadcasters in general.
Sure.
You know, I've met some of my heroes, Casey Kasem, Rick Dees, Scott Shannon, even Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Back when I was in a radio market that, you know, had big things like that. Right. In May, do you remember the Grandma McFlurry?
Oh, I loved the Grandma McFlurry. I think about that often.
It was good.
It's right up there with the Lady Gaga Oreos. I've told you about the Lady Gaga Oreos, right?
Uh-huh.
So they were pink with this bright green filling, and they tasted like those Betty Crocker strawberry cakes, like the cake mix you can get. That's what the cookies tasted like. Mm. And they were so freaking good, and I'm so mad that they don't make them anymore because they were amazing.
Bring them back.
I think I only got like one or two packages of them before they were gone. So sad.
Also, Retro X 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Retro X 2 rocked. They really brought it the second time around.
They really did. They moved to the Elks Lodge this time as opposed to the Parks and Rec Center.
Yeah, yeah. That, it was really right? hot and sweaty in there, and especially considering the hygiene habits of some folks in the nerd culture.
Yeah.
That's not really a good environment for them. They need some air conditioning, you know?
I didn't notice an unpleasant scent this year.
Yeah, no. This year was great. The first year, I caught a couple of whiffs, a few pockets.
Maybe the Elks Lodge is just more ventilated. These are bugging me now. So
yeah,
I'm
could you please, for the love of all things holy, do something about
those? The button's right on top here.
Let's see here.
There we go. Is steady okay?
Steady is good.
June, remember Teton Pass was completely destroyed?
I do remember that.
Big old landslide.
Man, that feels like that happened like yesterday.
Yeah, and then YDOT built it back up in a month?
It was crazy how fast that thing went up.
I think it was less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
That was also the month of the Hawk to a Girl.
Oh, yeah, Hawk to a Girl. I remember seeing that Haley meme. Welch. For the first time, I saw the memes before I saw the clip. So I just saw someone write Hawk Tua, and I was like, oh, is it like a hawk? Like a bird?
Yes, yeah. Right. I saw
no idea.
I saw the memes about the meme before I saw the meme too. That's right.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we were very confused for a hot second.
Now she has her own podcast, and I hear that the rumor is that she tried to start her own Bitcoin, but ended up accidentally bilking people out of money to the tune of $2 million. But that's just what I hear. I haven't confirmed that.
You know what? If we ever get big enough, I think that we need to promise either to definitely make a Bitcoin and do it.
Yeah.
As like a joke and
immediately.
Just have people know that they're going to lose their money, or we have to just say we will never do a Bitcoin.
IFAF coin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would make a joke here, but I'm not allowed to swear on the live streams.
Hang on.
The get IFAF coin?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
July was our first anniversary. One down, baby.
Crazy to think of, huh?
Well, I was just sort of looking at the year to come, 2025, and I realized, episode 100 should be right around July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 years.
Yeah. Now, technically, if we stay on track, it's going to be 101, right?
If we don't skip a week.
So we're going to have to skip a week.
Dang.
So be prepared, folks. Sorry for that.
It's no INL curtailment, but it's nice. That was also the month of the Sanitarium Mystery Girl.
Oh, yeah. That was a cool little story, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. We put watermelon with mustard.
Oh, yeah.
At your suggestion.
Which was really good.
Pretty good.
Good old-fashioned yellow mustard, man. Any of the other flavors were not good, but the good old-fashioned yellow.
Uh-huh. French's yellow mustard. Mm-hmm. Or Heinz.
Yeah.
I think I prefer French's by just an inch.
Just kidding. I don't care.
Well, but sometimes the bottles match because I like the Heinz ketchup.
That's fair.
It was also the month that I predicted Trump as our next president. How'd you do it, Mike? I explained later that it's the pendulum.
Yeah.
And I won't go into it again, but when you have a Democrat in the White House, it's almost guaranteed the next year you'll have a Republican. Unless, with the exception of two-term presidents.
Yeah.
Both Bushes, Clinton,
Obama.
Obama. Yeah. So there's two Republicans, two Democrats mm-hmm. that prove the exception to the rule.
Right.
But that's just how it works. I'm conservative. No, I'm liberal. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a very female centric past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing sort of a sway back to, oh, but what about our young males? You know?
Yeah.
Fashion is on a 25-year cycle, as we've discussed. Mm-hmm. Those low-rise jeans back. Mm-hmm. You know, the 90s are back and major style.
Oh,
major, yeah. Okay. August was Sunflower Days. And also Jules LeBron, very mindful, very demure.
That was a good one.
September, Fair Food.
Oh, yeah.
Also Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and Chimp Crazy.
Oh my gosh. Chimp Crazy is a wild ride. If you haven't seen it yet and you liked Tiger King, you've got to watch it because it's just insane.
And I would say not as insane as Tiger King. Tiger King just had it all. It had drugs. Mm-hmm. It had gay relationships.
That's true. Lots of meth.
And I think Tiger's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It had prison sentences. It had threatening to unalive Carol Baskin.
Muck-duck.
That bitch. I'm kidding. Man, that's a quote from Joe Exotic if you haven't seen it.
Right. There was that. I think that was the year that I got the Joe Exotic Christmas sweater as my white elephant gift. And it was like, Merry Christmas to everyone except for that bitch, Carol Baskin.
And that was 2020, right?
Yeah.
We were watching either Frozen 2 or Tiger King.
Oh, man. I think I also watched all of Star Wars that year, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Like the whole franchise?
Sick, yeah.
All right. Also, that's the month Loud Boom started. That's the month we started talking about the Loud Booms. It seems like only a few weeks, but it's been 3 months.
Wow, okay.
October was Dr. Pucker.
Oh, Dr. Pucker was... I was just thinking about that the other day. And like, genuinely, why have we not done that again?
Another weird combo.
Yeah, for like a month, I was all about the Dr. Pucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, Mike was going to explain. It is another weird combo. If you don't remember what it is, it's basically a Dr. Pepper with some pickle juice. And I like it with a little splash of jalapeno in it, too. And it is delicious, even though it sounds disgusting.
Haunted Happenings. It was our first IFAF Live with adaptogen drinks on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
And two more months real quick. We'll just blow by. We had the Spud Kings front row ticket winner from Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company. I knew there was another plug coming lane.
Mm-hmm.
and then also what I believe to be sort of our highlight so far, when Thanksgiving coincided with episode 69.
Oh, that was a good one.
Because, this is for you, Doug. We are the worst. We are complete children.
Oh, yeah. Today we were playing bingo for New Year's Eve with my family, and we did it early in the day because we also like to be in bed early. And At one point, someone was like, I don't know, like G69, and I was the only one who went nice. And I was like, man, I wish Mike was here. He would have laughed at that.
I would have had your back.
I felt so lonely in that moment. Mm-hmm. I felt like no one understood me.
It was a nice episode.
It was.
We titled it Gobble Gobble. Sort of a pun.
Yeah.
That means two things. And then finally, this month, December, it was our first time going viral.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about that for a minute. Yeah. So we simply pointed out the inconsistencies between the Hallmark Channel Christmas movie, Checking It Twice, released last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to finally get a copy of it and put it up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we wanted to talk about it again. The inconsistencies between their depiction of Idaho Falls and the actual Idaho Falls.
Uh-huh.
You know, like we have the Spud Kings, but they say our hockey team is called the Flying Trout.
Right. Yeah.
There's an Lake about 20 miles up the road. Nope. If anything, that's Rigby Lake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what they were referring to with Idaho Lake, but
There is no.
Yeah.
Is there if there's an Idaho Lake, it ain't 20 miles up any road from here.
No.
And let's see, they use the Sun Valley Airport we were able to determine.
Yes.
But a shot of the Boise skyline Idaho Falls.
I don't think they did. So I think that what you're referring to is when the main male protagonist is in Boise, which is when he realizes, no, I'm actually in love with that girl from Idaho Falls, and I need to go back there. But they show the Boise skyline at that point.
I don't want to have to go back and watch this.
But they do show several skylines that are supposed to be Idaho Falls that are nothing like Idaho Falls.
Okay, yeah. No water tower.
Nothing.
No falls.
Mm-hmm.
No eight-story cylindrical hotel.
Yeah.
No civic auditorium. I'm trying to think of the impressive erections.
And also,
in Idaho Falls.
And also, nice. High five. I guess it would seem to me like it wouldn't be that hard to get online and find some Idaho Falls B-roll, especially since we have some.
Right.
That, like, I mean, to be fair, it wasn't out by the time they were filming Checking It Twice. But I have to assume that somehow they could have gotten it. Really, how much is it to send one guy and one camera to Idaho Falls to get a little bit of B-roll?
Or call Matt Hill.
Yeah.
Our buddy at Aerialize Visuals.
Yes. He does some good work.
Yeah. I saw his work. I freaked out, messaged him instantly and said, can you be our drone guy? And he was like, I'll do you one better. I'll put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Our intro is amazing.
You took care of it, dude.
If I do say so. And that's all because of Matt Hill.
Oh, for sure.
Also the nicest guy ever.
Oh, such a sweet. And his wife is too. Super cool. Yeah. I really like hanging out with them. We should set up another hangout with them.
Do you think it's time to
break out the pizza?
To break out the pizza?
I think it is. Also, Doug says that the turducken is the cuisine of 69. And I'm going to say I almost agree with you, but I think that you might have to do it where you put I feel like you have to put them in with the anus of the duck
pointing
toward the neck of the turkey. Otherwise, it's not really a 69. So, sorry, just getting technical here. I'm going to go grab us some pizza. Be right back.
Okay. I mean, as usual, you're not wrong. All right. Should I try to write a little bit? Should I try to write one more song? I'm going to give it. Sometimes I feel like when I, sometimes I feel when you, sometimes I feel like I overthink it. So how about this? Happy New Year's Eve song about IFAF.
You want to hear something real funny?
And the new year 2025. What's funny?
Okay, so you put the pan on the back burner, right? And turned on the back burner, right?
Oh, no.
It was actually the front burner. So the pizza is ice cold. Now we've got two options. Either we can wait a couple of minutes. I did put it now on the front burner with it on, you know, slightly higher.
Did you put it like on three?
Yeah, on three.
Oh, great.
That's exactly where I put it.
Yeah.
Way to read my mind. So either we can just let it sit there for a minute and go back to it, or I can microwave it. What would you prefer?
So what we're doing, so what I did is I went like around 6 o'clock, got the pizza from the pie hole, took the picture, posted it on Facebook, brought the pizza home. By the way, I don't know if Pie Hole has any other sizes. A Pie Hole pizza is 19 inches. The box is 21 inches. You need a fully dedicated shelf if you're going to put a whole Pie Hole pizza in your fridge hole.
But I mean, realistically, how often are you going to put a whole Pie Hole pizza in your fridge?
Right.
If you're smart, you're going to take it from the Pie Hole to your home and you're going to eat it with your buddies immediately. And there's probably not going to be any left.
Spitting truth.
Yeah.
Spitting facts. And yeah, I say let's, so we're doing the frying pan method. Have you tried this where you just put a couple pieces on a frying pan and then just put the lid on?
Yeah.
And so you've got it at three, you put it at three around 9:45. I'm thinking at 9:55.
Yeah.
Now that's going to put us a little overtime on the show, but I'm game.
So be it.
I'm down to clown.
It's New Year's Eve. We can mess around and find out.
We're going to do it. We're going to party.
Yeah, I've been so good at censoring myself.
You really f***ing have.
I've only said shit twice this time.
One of us had to do it.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, I'm just glad it wasn't me because every other time. And here's the thing. There are so many people who get so butthurt over a little bit of language. And I get it. I do. It can get annoying, especially if it's, you know, every other word.
Sure.
But the thing is, sometimes there's no other word that describes what you're going for quite as well as a cuss word.
Well, and if I can talk about language for a minute from the perspective of a radio station operations manager, which I was for years, and everybody thinks that you know, you can blow a call into the FCC and say, they accidentally said the word shit on the radio and that offends me, and you're going to get some movement. Nope.
Oh, really?
Right. So the thing that applies to radio stations or any broadcasting entity governed by the FCC is Ready for this? Community standards.
Right.
Haven't community standards shifted dramatically in the last 10 years?
Oh, absolutely.
What I mean by that is, it used to be we had, well, it used to be we only had three networks. And then, you know, PBS, and then Fox.
Right.
And then basic cable. Mm-hmm. So then we had 50 channels, mm-hmm. 150, 1,000 now with mm-hmm. the music channels. And then, and those were still governed, I believe, yeah. by the FCC.
Still all pretty tame.
Was cable television? Yeah, cable television, I think, was able to get away with more.
Yeah, they could get away with some titties.
But then, yeah, but then streaming came along and it all went out the window.
Yeah.
Because right. guess what? The FCC doesn't really, mm-hmm. you know, and community standards at that point become global community standards.
Right.
So I remember my kids watching Netflix and, I don't know, seeing some boob or hearing the F-bomb going, mm-hmm. what in the hell? right. And realizing, oh, that's just kind of how it is now. Mm-hmm.
Man, thank goodness they were only watching Netflix and not HBO.
And then you've got the most conservative talk show host in the nation, mm-hmm. the successor to Glenn Beck could have had it, but I don't think he was good enough. No offense, Glenn.
Man, there are lots of folks around these parts who would hate to hear that.
Well, especially one guy who tries his best to sound like him. But
shady today, Mike.
but Ben Shapiro took it. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Ben Shapiro drop the F-bomb. Mm-hmm. They'll usually edit it out for YouTube.
Right.
But you've got the most conservative talk show host in the nation.
Right, right.
Letting them fly. So why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and really,
that's my attitude on language.
And that's just how normal people speak.
Well, if you go to any high school hallway, it is.
Yeah.
About, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, the kids decided we're going to, as every generation does, reject our parents' values and substitute our own. And they did that by getting tattoos and swearing
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And now we've got professionals with tattoos. Ooh, that's so scary.
And that sort of takes me back to January of 2024.
Right.
When I predicted that we were going to have some copycats.
Uh-huh.
When people in broadcasting want to emulate what we're doing here. And you know what? Believe me, they do. I know. I've worked with them. I still work with some of them. And they hate us because they ain't us.
Right.
Boy, this just sounds... All right, this sounds overly cocky, so let me dial it down a little bit and just say the reason they will never be successful in the internet realm is they still have to wear that broadcasting cap mm-hmm. for two reasons. One, they got to protect their rep in the community, and two, they are usually owned by a white conservative Mormon business owner.
Yeah.
Who's got to go to church later that Sunday.
Yeah, there is that.
Hey, your boy is on YouTube dropping some dick jokes and F-bombs like mm-hmm. the IFAF guys.
Yeah, sometimes it pays to be a godless heathen.
I'll put an end to that. Look, I'm kidding. And right. And when I say Mormon, I'm not throwing shade at Mormonism.
Yeah, no. They just have a very particular set of standards that they try to live up to. And it's easier to say that than to explain exactly what they are.
And it's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
The people that own the broadcasting entities in this town happen to be LDS. Okay. Pizza, maybe?
Also, Doug says that he watches Telemundo for the articles.
not the weather girls?
Yeah.
and by the way, I have some very good LDS friends, and I know you're not offended right now, because I know you know me in my heart. And you're probably, because I'm only friends with the cool Mormons, you're probably going, yeah. He's right. And yes, I sometimes say the quiet parts out loud.
Might have to nuke it.
Might have to nuke it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Cool.
We've got some crisp on it by now, I'm sure.
Well, and I was thinking, let's leave the ones that are in the pan for after the show just for us.
Oh, yeah.
And let's try, like, let me just grab a new pair of slices. We'll nuke those.
Okay. Yeah, if Carly, if you didn't hear Carly because of the mic, she's suggesting that we're going to nuke two new pieces and then... wait till after the show. That's when we're really going to party. So I've just, for a song description, I've written a Happy New Year's Eve song about IFAF. This is what we're going to close with after the pizza. And the new year, learn how to spell, Mike. I don't think I can spell under pressure. I can talk under pressure, but obviously, tonight. And then we'll let Carly select the style. So I've selected the description, or I've typed the description. We'll let Carly see what she wants. Maybe it'll be Jewel. Funk. What? Funk. Funk. Funk, yeah. Uptown Funk gonna... Whatever it is. Yeah. Funk style. Okay. Hit create, hit the stopwatch. Just because I have to know this stuff.
And especially since I'm so disco-y. Also, can I really quickly point out this? Well, actually, wait. I need to check on the pizza. And then
One second. And boom. 12.6 seconds to generate. Ooh, I can't wait to hear this. We'll both be surprised at the same time. That's what's amazing about this. I'm going to hit this slide just for a second so I can grab some napkins. And I don't want to leave... You know, I don't want to leave you with an empty screen. There, how about that? Doesn't that look cute? And it looks like Carly... Oh, yeah, so the pie hole puts ranch on this Picklettine pizza at the... there, that's... That was me ripping napkins in case it sounded like anything else, by the way. My goodness. And OBS, you can stop recording. We're just streaming. Okay. Oh, and back to this shot. All right. But when you get a Picklettine pizza to go, they just give you the pizza, which I think makes sense.
Yeah, right. You don't want it soggy.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. There's your slice.
Thank you so much.
I also grabbed some extra napkins in case we needed it, and I really quickly wanted to point this out because I think it's very funny. Nowadays, ranch has a picture of a pizza being dipped in ranch on their bottle. Now, when I was a kid,
it was vegetables.
It was always vegetables.
It was like celery.
And I just want to point out that I think that this says a lot about us as a society, that we've completely even dropped the pretense of being healthy with our ranch. And we're just like, nah, we just like it to grease up our grease, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
that's a funny observation. I must be bottle blind because I usually pay attention to design like that, but I hadn't noticed that. I couldn't tell you what's on the... If you had to ask me what was on a ranch bottle, I'd say, I don't know, some healthy-looking bullshit, even though ranch is not. Now, what are we going to do about Carly's Chihuahua Rango, who really wants a piece?
I'm going to give him this little bit of crust that ain't got nothing on it.
All right.
Oh, he's walking on his two little hind legs asking for some. He's so special. I love him.
Look at
so
that.
I think we got to do plain piece... And then we can either do, I think we should do plain piece, ranch bite, and then a little bit with the pickle salt.
I love it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, you ready?
A work in three stages. Yep. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, ho, ho. Mmm. Mmm. I mean, that's pretty fantastic.
So, again, we're comparing this with two other pickle pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
The one at the State Fair from Mama and Papa Leo's,
mm-hmm.
simply called the Pickle Pizza.
Right.
We were thrilled to find out, Drea, was that you too who told us about the pizzle at Lucy's? It may have been.
It might have been. That's funny.
She's been a great ally. Thank you for being a friend of the show, Drea.
I just love how often she's helped me have good pizza.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drea.
And then this, the Picklettine from the pie hole, they just introduced it.
Yeah.
Like
it's brand new. Like, this is maybe week two?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? Anyway.
I'm reserving...
Dip a piece?
I'm going to have one more bite, if that's okay.
All
one
right.
more pure
you
bite.
Do it.
And I'm just kind of... Does this look silly? I'm doing it anyway.
No, you're fine. Now, are you reserving judgment, or can I start judging?
Go for it.
So far, my favorite is still Mama and Papa Leo's, and here's why. This one is good, but I wish it was just a little dillier. You know, the other one is so delightfully dill heavy. And I just remember when they walked it by and that dill wafted under my nose. And I felt like I could just float along the scent of it like a cartoon character. This one's close, but no cigar on that.
Would you say it's because it's your first love?
Maybe. But also I liked how creamy the other one was. Like you could really taste the Alfredo in it too. So it didn't feel quite as one note. You know, and this is great in a lot of ways, but I just wish it had a little bit more of a dill kick.
Just as you were saying that, I got a nice bite of dill.
Okay. Well, maybe I should just not judge it this early. I only had one bite after.
And maybe, okay, so maybe you're still in love with your first love. I always like the shiny new toy.
You do. That's true.
The this Picklatine pizza from Lucy, I'm sorry, Mama and Papa Leo's Pickle Pizza, Lucy's Pizzle, Pie Hole, Picklatine. Got it. Okay. This just has more pickles than the Lucy's Pizza Pizzle.
That's true. That's true.
And are they thicker?
I'd say they're thicker. They've got a nice crunch to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet the crunch is even better if you don't microwave it. But
right.
Pretty good.
Right, right.
Now, yeah, that being said, I think I do know the solution to my want for more dill.
Okay. Actual dill? I have dill.
Well, no, I was going to say a little bit of this pickle salt.
In the IFAF test kitchen. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to test that out. Do you want to try it with a little ranch?
May I?
Mm-hmm.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
I did totally like a double dip, so sorry about that.
I think we're good enough friends at this point. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We like each other well enough. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just going for this lovely little corner here.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I went to town.
Pickles and ranch.
I put like two nice little layers of that pickle salt on there, so okay. I'm excited to see how this tastes.
Okay.
Now, I had a friend who got the Pizzle the other day, and I gave him some of that pickle salt to put on it. And he said that he couldn't really taste a difference between with or without the pickle salt because it was already so pickly.
Okay.
So that I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe you are not here.
Well, and I wonder, has Lucy's changed their Pizzle formula?
I wonder.
It's did the Pie Hole do their market research before making this pizza? What else is out there?
Sorry, Gringo's being a jerk because I just gave him a dog treat. And he went over and he sniffed it and came back for pizza because he's a little shit.
That's how you know when they're spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I may have overdone it, but is that doing it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Mama like. That's pretty delicious.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? I wouldn't want every bite to be like that.
Oh, but like, if you just sort of like sprinkled it a little bit through, like over the pizza, so it's just like in little pockets, I think it'd be fantastic. Ooh, and that with a little bit of ranch, I think would be magnifique, you know?
Well, thanks for letting us mukbang in front of you.
Oh, Doug said that it's his 1 year anniversary in IF and the best pizza he's ever tried is Lucy's. Now, Doug, have you been to the Pie Hole, though? Because the Pie Hole is also very good. But I do think that it's a prerequisite that you do have to be sloshed before you can even walk through the door. So keep that in mind.
I know what you're saying. And yes, a lot of people consume. They're open till 2 a.m., by the way.
Yeah.
A lot of people consume the Pie Hole after doing the circuit downtown, you know, the Celt.
Oh,
and
Maddie, get one. 18, I'll bring you one.
And Samoa Club.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some Marcellers in there. There's a couple other, I think, beer and wine places.
Mm-hmm.
Ford's Bar, even, if you're shutting it down. but yeah, dude, Lucy's is great.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried Papa Tom's? And maybe also that's good. My first love. Right. I still believe they are. If I could only have one pizza place in town, it would be Papa Tom's.
Well, I guess the question is, Papa Tom's, when are you bringing us a pickle pizza?
They don't have to bring it. Just have it. We'll go get it.
Well,
I'll go get it. Fair. And I'll take a quarter because they still have, I think they still have a vintage Ms. Pac-Man machine.
They do. Yeah. Last time you went, you said they did.
Yeah.
Which I think is super fun. And if not, we'll just go to my mom's house. She's got an arcade.
Right. Well, there's only one thing left to do in this New Year's Eve celebration of ours.
He says he has not yet tried. I'm assuming he hasn't tried Pie Hole yet.
Oh, by the way, Doug.
Yeah, try it.
Do refresh my memory, but didn't we know you were coming? Like, weren't you listening to IFAF before you got here?
And I think like, he was.
Hey, Carly, there's this really nice guy.
Yeah, he was like one of our first listeners.
On Facebook, and he found us somehow, and whoops. And anyway, Doug, welcome to Idaho Falls. So glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're doing well. I hope you're, I don't know where you're from. It hasn't been too cold yet. There's a cold snap coming up in about a week.
Yeah, good luck to you. But we appreciate your enthusiasm, too.
If you can make it through one Idaho winter, dude, yeah, you got it.
Oh, so he's a truck driver, and he's currently in Amarillo. I thought it said Armadillo for a second.
Oh.
Amarillo. Let's see here. He'll be here in a few days. But he said, thanks for making my New Year's Eve a lot less depressing.
Ah, sweet, bro.
We're happy to be here for you.
Look, we're not doing anything. We're not going out after this.
Yeah, no.
I know we're all fancy and dressed up.
I know. I will say I feel a little bit bad not going out because I do look so good. But
well, maybe we should go out.
I mean, maybe. Just a little.
Take the phone. What? Do an IFAF live on the phone.
What if we go to Cocoa Bean and I finally get that fucking ice cream I want? Okay. You know what? I'm going to throw a little shade because they made me mad. But apparently, the manager at Cocoa Bean does not know or understand that the white chocolate raspberry truffle ice cream is the best ice cream that y'all sell, and you shouldn't even bother with the other flavors. And they allowed them to not have it stocked last week. And I'm not very happy with you right now because that's my favorite one. And I went in there planning to buy like a half gallon of ice cream that I could pick on for like 2 weeks, and they didn't have it, and it was a bunch of shit.
You've heard of a veiled insult. Where it sounds like you're paying a compliment, but it's really an insult.
Right.
I think that was a veiled compliment.
Yeah, kind of.
Wait. No. I had that backwards. Try that. Take two. This is what we cut. When you see the jump cuts in the show, you've heard of a veiled compliment before, where it sounds like a compliment, but it's really an insult.
Mm-hmm.
You just said you were mad at them, but the reason you're mad at them is because they have a product that's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I will say it is like manager's choice, I think, or whatever, because the Picklteen.
Manager's wrong.
That's why it was so serendipitous that the Pie Hole had the Picklteen pickle pizza today.
Right.
Is they only have it like, I think, Tuesday and Friday this week.
Crazy.
So, right. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, they rotate the good ideas. I think there's the staples that they always have, like the drunk candy or whatever.
Ooh, or my personal favorite, the Pretty Pretty Princess, which is meaty, by the way, and delicious.
Right.
I love that it's got such a delicate, cute little name, but then it's like this meaty, like slab of pizza.
But you know what? When you see the picture on the website, and I don't know, it looks like they used a shitty camera, no offense, Pie Hole, and it doesn't matter because your pizza is delicious, but it's pink.
Oh, I guess that makes sense, though.
Right? Because they use, like, I don't know, Canadian bacon and ham.
Okay,
and
good point.
It's just a very pink pizza.
That makes sense. You know, and I never really look at it from an aerial view. You know, I just sort of, like, see it, you know, from a three-quarter view, and I'm like, that sounds good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did buy it the first time because I thought the name was really cute.
Of course. That's why I brought the drunk candy.
Yeah. Yeah. A hilarious name for a pizza.
I'm ready to make bad decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. I just related so much to it. I think it's time for these things right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But if we're going to do that, then I need to remove him from the studio.
Oh, right.
Because I would like to not scare my dog on New Year's Eve.
Give him a piece of pizza crust.
Yeah. I'm going to lure him out with this. I'm going to take the really cheesy bit, though, because I'm greedy.
Right, unbelievable. Do you really even care about your pet?
Go, go, go.
Yeah, Carly's Chihuahua is a very well-meaning dog, and we don't want to spook him.
He's a special little
man. Now, there's silver and gold. I think you get gold. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you pointed away from the pizza and the ranch, okay, Mike?
Okay. How about we shoot it straight at the camera?
I'm going to point it just above because I don't know how powerful it is.
You guys won't. That's a responsible.
Yeah, but I'm going to go just above the camera. That's my goal. Now, one thing that's funny is that they tell you to do this clockwise, but then the directions, like the arrow points counterclockwise. So I'm going to go with the printed directions and assume that that is correct.
Yeah, I'm going to twist in the way of the arrow.
Right. All right, you ready?
Okay, so this is where we say Happy New Year and pop the poppers, right? Okay. Is that what we're doing?
Happy New Year, then pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or should we go Happy Pop New Year?
Nah, let's do Happy New Year Pop.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Happy New Year! Ooh! Holy cow!
Oh, that's magical.
This really is a rockin' New Year's Eve.
Well, I'm definitely glad. Man, I hope the neighbors didn't hear that. Man,
funny.
That was magical. That was really nice.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Oh, you're going to have a big cleanup job later,
Somebody's going to have to clean this up.
Good luck to you.
Happy New Year.
Oh, got one getting frisky.
We're going to leave you with this song. It should be funk, and it should be a song about
pizza.
Should we listen to it with them or just hit the panel?
Let's listen. No, hit it and let's go. I got a dog to get.
Mic drop. Here you go. Happy New Year. Thank you.
crew, get in the vibe. IFAF, we keep it alive. Yeah, yeah. Midnight glow, sweep up, that's a jive. Glasses up, cheers to the crew. Hey, we got that vision of future that's new.
Oh, yeah.
The baseline thumps the fuck is on cue.
Come on.
2025, we're breaking all through.
Celebrate, don't hesitate. Woo-hoo. IFAF, let's elevate. New Year's groove, it's our fate.
Ooh, hey.
Let's make this party great.
Countdown, here we go. Don't be slow.
Yeah.
Dance it out, feel the flow.
Say YIFAF, let it show.
Yeah. 2025, we're ready. Treasure memories to make.
Hey,
feel the beat, let the ground quake.
Oh yeah.
In this groove, no chance we fake.
Come on.
2025, bring on the shake.
Celebrate, don't hesitate.
Woo-hoo.
IFAF,
let's elevate.
New Year's groove, it's our fate.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's make this party great.
Moments of treasure, memories to make.
Hey,
feel the beat, let the ground quake.
Oh yeah.
In this groove, no chance we fake.
Come on.
2025, bring on the shake.
Celebrate, don't hesitate.
Woo-hoo.
IFAF,
let's elevate.
New Year's groove, it's our fate.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's make this party great.
Time to groove, get in the vibe.
Say what?
Acafe, yeah, we keep it alive. Midnight close, we about to jive.
Glasses up, cheers to the crew.
Hey.
We got that vision of future that's new.
Yeah.
The baseline thumps, the funk is on cue.
Come on.
2025, we're breaking on through.
Celebrate, don't hesitate. Acafe, if I celebrate. New Year's groove, it's our fate. Let's make this party great.
Countdown, here we go. Don't be slow.
Yeah.
Dance it out, feel the flow.
Say what?
IFAF, let it show.
2025, we're ready to glow.
Moments of treasure, memories to make.
Hey,
feel the beat, let the ground quake.
Yeah.
In this groove, no chance we fake.
Come on.
2025, we're ready to glow.
Celebrate, don't hesitate. IFAF, let's elevate. New Year's groove, it's our fate.
Sweet.
Let's make this party great.
Up, cheers to the crew.
Hey.
We got that vision of future that's new.
Yeah.
The baseline thumps, the funk is on cue.
Come on.
2025, we're breaking on through.
Celebrate, don't hesitate. IFAF, let's elevate. New Year's groove, it's our fate.
Sweet.
Let's make this party great.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's make this party great.
Countdown, here we go. Don't be slow.
Woo-hoo!
Dance it out, feel the flow.
Say what?
IFAF, let it show.
New Year's groove, it's our fate.
Ooh-wee!
Let's make this party great.
Let's make this party great.
Here we go, don't be slow,
yeah.
Dance, yeah, here we go.
Dance it out, feel the flow.
Say what?
IFAF, let it show.
2025, we're ready to glow.